What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast, recording live from the broadcasting platform of your choosing. I'm here, your boy, hosting this podcast. My name is Chris, joined here with my boy, Lenny. What's
up, Lenny? Yo.
Just another episode of Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. We have a bunch of topics for you today. We're just going to go over a week, though.
Yeah.
How was your week, Lenny? Sure.
My week was pretty good. So this past weekend, it was the first time in, I don't know how many months, but Portland has been sunny, super warm, and just beautiful. So Jez and I took advantage of the weekend. Friday I was working. I don't think I did much Friday night, but Saturday, I went golfing with the boys. Shout out Mike, Travis, and Jake. You know, the game was a little rusty. I was doing pretty hot the first nine. I finished 48. Yeah, I was at 48 through nine, and then the second half. We don't want to talk about the second half because I think the birdie juice was a little too much, and then it became like a quadruple bogey juice. But yeah, it was such a good day for golf. The vibes were on. Everybody was just so cool to like golf again. Even though the game was a little rusty, it was nice to be out there in the sun. And then Sunday, what did we do Sunday? We were playing video games a little. I was playing a little bit of video games with my friend Ozzy. Ozzy Kage, yep. Add him on Twitch. Watch him on Twitch and YouTube. And then Jez and I went to downtown, got some beers, ate a little bit, and yeah, just enjoyed the sunshine again. It was pretty dope.
And then worked
the rest of the week. I think last week was week four. We're going into week five right now. I feel like my body is starting to say like, oh shit, 5 o'clock is too early to wake up. 5 days a week, you know what I mean?
My body says that every day, buddy.
Like, I was trying to wake up 30 minutes earlier to go to the gym and stuff, but, like, my body did not want to leave the bed. I tried, but, you know, my body, it's just got a mind of its own, you know?
I think we're at the point in our lives where, like, the gym isn't the spot for us to work out, so I think we need to, like, invest in, like,
a home gym?
Like a cycling bike or something, you know?
Peloton?
Peloton. I don't like the Peloton bikes because you have to like sit upright. I like the cycle bikes where like you can sit down and there's like a back to it. You lean back and you can like throw your way through. You know?
Put a show on and just like
look fucking sick like this. That's what I used to do back in the day. I used to read like, you know how in college they'd give you reading assignments?
Yeah.
It'd be like 30 pages of reading. So I'd grab my textbook. I'd take a picture of every page and then go to the gym and just like cycle for an hour and read.
Wow. So studious and so fit at the same time.
I mean, we didn't do great in either category. So
we soon retired.
We had a short lived career and achieved many goals in that short period of time.
Bro, it's crazy because in college, I would say that was like my peak of my like fitness level. Because I would like at least play basketball every weekend. There's a friend of mine, Mike, that I go to the gym with almost every single day, and we'd like hit it. But I think it's just like the convenience thing, and like being an adult trying to find time in between life. I don't know.
Well, like your school, our only job was to go to school, right? So like once we had the school finished, we had all of this time before we actually had to do the assignments. Because we only saw class like every other day.
Yeah.
So we'd be like, oh, we have time for the gym. We have time to go out and hang out with our friends. We have time to play video games for 4 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, we have to dedicate 8 hours of our day to this one thing, if not like 10 to 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The whole day's shot.
Bruh, it don't matter how many times I put it down as my New Year's resolution. at the end of the year, I don't know how often I go to the gym. It just never works out.
I saw this post. It was like the Stuffed Animal brand new. It was like, me, January 1st, I'm going to get my life together this year. And it's like, it's the same Stuffed Animal all bust up in the rain from the dirt, blacked out. And it's just like me when March comes around. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, fuck it, man. By the time March comes around, I'm like, I've done this year long enough. I don't have to like keep playing myself, you know?
I know, shit. Bro, I literally just gave it a week of working out before work and gave up from there.
it's hard, man. It's hard doing the second week, especially if you go hard the first week too. Mm-hmm. Because I'm the type where if I go to the gym, I'm going to go hard. You know, I'm going to lift the heaviest thing I could possibly lift at the time. The next day, I'm going to be sore as shit. And that's when you're like, oh, man, I'm too sore to go to the gym today. Maybe I should just like call it an easy day since I'm getting back into it. Then you fall off. You never go back.
It's because we're too busy lifting our responsibilities in life.
We're too busy recording podcasts.
We're too busy. Because
we can play video games for 4 hours every Monday, Tuesday.
Hey, playing video games is a workout because we're just sweating it out. You know what I mean?
Dog, literally, I was playing yesterday. And after we got off, Autumn comes in and she's like, why are you crying? And I'm like, dog, it was an intense game. I didn't blink for 2.5 minutes.
Words were said. Feelings were hurt.
Dog, I'm like this. I'm like watching the screen, and you just see a tear dot come down my face.
My head was so sore after our session. I was like, bro, I need a fucking break, dude. Like, my eyes are a little dry and red.
We need to drink more water while playing.
I do drink water.
That's good. No, because like this is my bottle when drinking, and like I drink 40s a day, but I'm still like, I need to drink more water.
Finding the little gaps in between our games are so short to do things. It's so crazy. Because
immediately when we get back to the lobby, we're like, ready.
Yeah.
We get back into it.
I'm like, okay, I'm gonna ready up, and then I'll try to like grab a quick thing to eat. I'll try to put clothes in the laundry. No, not even like.
There needs to be an app where like it like pops up every time you finish a game. Be like, hey man, you just spent 28 minutes in the game. Do you want to take 5 minutes?
Maybe I should take 5 minutes, man.
Maybe I should just go stretch my legs, go touch grass real quick.
It's like how Netflix would always say, like, hey, are you still watching?
And then all they hear is... Oh, man. But Ben, get back on topic. I had a...
How was your week? Okay.
We had... This week I have my mom get her passport because her passport isn't expired. It's just it expires in October and she wants to go on a trip in April. And they require you to have at least 6 months still active on your passport before traveling overseas to Southeast Asia.
Really?
So, yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, what do we do? And the lady's like, oh, you have to fill out this form, blah, blah. I was like, it's in. We need it by 2 weeks. And she's like, oh, you guys want to come in the morning and have him do it because it'll expedite it for 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, Mom, I don't want to go. She's like, I need you to come with me. And I was like, Mom, if I give you my debit card, will you go? She's like, okay, give me the card.
What a good son. He's the travel specialist, the IT, the driver,
the
translator.
The only child living with the mother.
The man of the house.
Dude, literally, my sister would like look at me sometimes because she'd have to be on the phone with like the phone company, like when we still had a landline. She's like, "Yeah, how much is due?" Okay, and she'll like translate to my mom. Like, okay, well, how can we pay now? And she like, we had a second job before even getting a first because we'd go to school and like be these people for our parents.
That's crazy because I live thousands of miles away from my mom, and she still calls me for IT help.
Makes sense. You have to tell her, like, hey, FaceTime me. FaceTime exactly, me, no problem, Mom.
I'm so glad that FaceTime has the share screen feature now because it's so easy to see, like, what she's looking at.
The worst is, like, when she's, like, on a laptop and, like, you have to FaceTime her. And you're, like, on the other end. Like, Mom, it's right there on the top, Mom.
Literally last week. It's like, can move your phone a little bit more to the left? No, the other left. Okay, now zoom. Okay, wait, you're too far in. Pull it back.
It's blurry, mom. It's blurry. I don't know how to unblurry.
I don't. And then it, she flips the camera, so it's just facing her.
It's just this. Just like, and like, I don't know how to. Can you see it? Anak, can you see it?
Okay, reset.
Reset. All right. Good.
Just kidding. You gotta focus in.
But yeah, man, we are the IT people. So yeah, that's what I did this week. I helped my mom get her passport. Nice. We're looking for a new car right now, so we got a budget from the bank, and then we're gonna try and find like a 4Runner or something. Where'd your brother buy his car?
4Runner. I have no clue, but it's a fucking nice Tacoma. You from Hawaii? You gotta get a Tacoma too. You know what I mean,
bro? I don't know, bro.
Lifted, bro. Lifted with the fucking.
That's why I want like a 2010 Tacoma. Like the budget is not looking right.
I know. Shoot.
Yeah, 2010 it's Tacoma. 200,000 miles, still drivable.
Like APR is like 5% or something like that. Dog, something insane.
The market down here is crazy because they put so much tax on every car because there's no cars here.
Like, oh, inventory is low in Hawaii?
I mean, not even that. It's just because it's on Hawaii. That's how how they tax you. They're like, oh, we have to ship this in from California. Yeah. I'm like, well, import. Fuck, it doesn't cost you $5,000 to ship it in.
Import tax.
Yeah, so that's why like Facebook Marketplace is probably one of the better places to buy a car out here if you don't want to buy a brand new one from the dealership.
Interesting, because I don't know. I kind of don't trust Facebook Marketplace, but it seems to be like the place to sell a bunch of stuff. It's a new Craigslist.
I don't know. My brother-in-law bought most, if not all, of the cars that I've seen him with from Facebook Marketplace. But he's also like a well-informed a car mechanic, dude. So
he knows what he's looking at.
Yeah, and I'm like, I feel like I could, but I'd still need a mechanic to tell me the technical stuff because I know what a good deal looks like because I sold cars. But like to look what like a good car looks like, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, just look at the Carfax.
It just looks like a bunch of metal parts to me on the inside, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you just see the exterior, not the interior. Exactly. You're all about you don't care about yeah. You just care about the looks.
Yeah. I'm very shallow. But yeah, man. Well, hopefully we end up with a nice car. I'll put it up here if I'm editing this and I got a new car. If there's no car there in the thingy, then that just means that I didn't get a new car yet, bud.
Bro, I'll just get a tricycle or a Jeep.
Dude, I'm thinking about buying just like a motorcycle. I'm like, just give my mom my car and like drive a motorcycle.
I'm not big on motorcycles, man. They're kind of just dangerous, you know. Scared, bro. Might as well get a moped. You Filipino?
Dude, I hear mopeds all the time. Like the gang of mopeds drive by my house all the time. I'm like, bro. That's not necessary. You're going 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't go fast.
It doesn't, dude. But the gas mileage is there at least.
I guess.
But other than that, man, nothing else new. Same old shit. Different toilet.
Yep. Some SS.
Some serious shit.
I was gonna say same shit.
We did really good on the topics this week. Be honest, they look really good.
Yeah, I'm digging it. Can't wait to talk about it.
I don't know about this.
So stay tuned to find out more. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
There we go.
This episode was brought to you by Blue Chew. Oh, we should talk. I'm gonna put that as a topic later.
What, Blue Chew?
No, just like. What brands would you like to sponsor us on the podcast?
Yeah. All of them. Every last one of them.
Please support 2 Pinos and Pod. Thank you.
Our first topic is adolescent stories from our adolescence. So pretty much anything that like happened while we were probably going through puberty up until the time that we probably started college.
Do you
want to start? Yeah.
I can start with my stories. I don't know what your story is. I don't want to talk about this. Okay. You know?
Okay.
No. I'll talk about it.
No, no, no.
This
cool. Give me one.
It's for the content.
All
right. It's part of content. It's part of content.
It's for you guys.
Should I keep the other guy anonymous or? Let's just say his name is it rhymes with flying.
Okay.
It rhymes with flying. So me and flying, right? We were part of the cross country team back in high school. We honestly don't take that sport very serious. And for me back then, it was more of like just hanging out with my friends after school and also getting in shape, being a part of a team, you know. In high school, you try to find your identities. And so for me, one of the ventures was cross country. So me and flying, after, so why are you laughing? I'm not there yet. Stop. You're ruining it.
I know the story though.
So me and flying, right? We're on a, like a 4 mile run, okay, from the high school down to like Pearl Ridge. Stop. So me and flying are running together because, you know, it's more fun when you run together as a group. Okay, so me and flying. I can't even get through this story, bro.
It's fucking funny.
Okay, so me and Flyin are running, right? We're running. I think we're on the way back from Pearl Ridge back to the school. And all of a sudden, I'm like, bro, I got to take on shit, dude. I got to take on dump. Like, okay, so we're like jogging, and we're like, oh, fuck, I can feel it. Like, it's coming out, so we're trying to speed it up a little bit, you know, try to get there quicker. And bro, I was like, okay, my stomach's a little sore. I gotta let out a little toot. Fucking wet, bro. In my compression shorts. I was like, oh fuck, flying. I think I sharted. He looked at me dead in the eye. He's like, bro, are you fucking serious? I was like, yeah, dude. Hold on. Let me go check the backside. Oh, so wet. It was like almost kind of dripping down the leg.
Oh, my God.
I was like, fuck. So I took off the compression shorts, throw them in the bushes, and used one of the leaves to wipe my alcohol.
Bro, you might as well just use the compression shorts.
It was gone, man. I could not, dude.
Tough
That's my story, bro. But that's crazy because I think Flyin also had a sharding story of running during cross country.
Damn, Flyin, Tuskogan.
Hey, because when crazy. You're Flyin Mazpogan.
Damn, that's wild.
When you're running, you get the runs too.
Oh my God, that was a very brave story to tell, sir.
Can we get a
round of applause for the boy, please?
I'm still debating if I want this to be posted later.
Oh. I think we'll be okay. Good job, sir. High quality stuff there.
I need to figure out how much of myself I want to expose.
Dog. All right. I don't feel bad about sharing this story now. So
it's not even your story.
I'm in the story. I'm the main character in the story.
You're the side character. You're one of the NPCs.
No. This is my perspective of the story. Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Because there's always two sides to the story.
There's always
And then there's the truth.
There's always two sides to a coin, you know, because you're a dime and I'm still a nickel. All right.
And I
here we go. What's his name? What's the name we're using for the placeholder? We use his government name and then use that as the replacement. Like we'll replace him. We replace the government name. So
what's his government name? Why don't I know it?
Shames. All right, his name is Shane.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot.
Okay. So the time period is the summer before we go into our senior year of high school.
fuck. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So it's the Okay. Right. All right.
Is that your Corinna cough?
It's my Corinna cough, man. So
okay, sorry.
It's the summer before we're going into our senior year of high school. Shames and I are going to a party at a hotel room. It is my girlfriend at the time's graduation party. Her parents got her a hotel room. So it's me, Shames, Flyin', and Flyin's girlfriend, right? Oh, fuck.
Oh, Flyin' is in this story, too?
Flyin' was there as well. So me, Flyin', James, and the girlfriend show up to this party. It's
returning
my girlfriend
cast member?
My girlfriend at the time, her best friend, and then a couple of her other side friends. Right? We're in the hotel room. It's a regular hotel room. Bed, TV, bathroom. We're playing Super Smash Bros., of all things, on the TV. We're high schoolers, so I'm like, what the heck?
Not foreshadowing. Okay.
There's also, like, vodka gummy bears do there, too, which is, like, kind of important to the story.
Ooh, so now we getting wild.
So, Shames fancies my girlfriend at the time's best friend. So, they're getting to know each other. They're talking. They're, like, giggling. They start making their way, sitting on the bed, talking to each other on the bed. Eventually, things started to get a little hot and heavy, so us as a collective group were like, hey, you guys stay here. We're going to walk out. We walk out. This is my friend James's first time being with a woman. So he was very excited and very eager to get to it. James, may I tell you, his body type, he is a large man, 6'2", in fact. And he, at this time, he's probably about 250, 270 pounds. So he's a pretty big guy. So we come back to the room after leaving it. Everything was done. He was very happy with himself. We were very disgusted. By the time we end up leaving this place, it's probably close to midnight, 1 o'clock. We leave this place, Flyin' and his girlfriend split ways, and it's me and Shames in the car. Shames is freaking out. He's like, oh my God. Dude, I don't know what to do. I have a hickey, bro. Like, my mom's going to kill me. My dad's not going to let me do this.
Oh, my God. Now I remember.
And so he's freaking out, bro. He's freaking out. He's like, oh, my God, bro. I don't know what to do with this hickey on my neck, bro. What do I do? We finally pull up to his house. And I'm like, about to
let him out the car. Wait, he's like, freaking out because his parents are pretty strict, right?
Yeah. Very strict parents. He wasn't even allowed to be out that late on a summer night. So he was supposed to be home already. It's probably like 3 hours, 4 hours past his curfew. He get to his house. He's like, bro, what do I tell my mom? What do I tell my mom, bro? And I'm like, bro, just tell a lie. Like, whatever lie you tell is not going to be the truth anyway. So you just tell a lie, tell the truth, and then you'll get your sentence, you know, because there's no need to be this scared over a hickey. And so I'm like, if anything goes to shit, just say, like, tell them, hey, you fell asleep at the hotel party. We grabbed the vacuum and we sucked your neck with the vacuum. Basic lie. And he goes, okay.
Very believable.
He's like, okay. I'm going to go tell my parents that. And so I drive home. My sister is still up. My mom's still up. So I'm like talking to them, hanging out. I like go down to my room and I get a text. It says, hey, bro, I need you to do me a favor. It's from Shames. He goes, hey, bro, can you draw a hickey on your neck too, like the one I have? I'm like, yeah, no problem, bro. So I tell my sister, here, take this marker, draw my hickey, take a picture of it, I'll send it over to him.
Oh, my and God.
The picture sends, right? He gets the picture, and I'm like, cool, no problem. Eventually, I text him back. I'm like, hey, man, how'd it go? He's like, oh, man, it was rough. I was like, oh, well, did you tell them what happened? He's like, what did you end up telling them? Actually, he's like, oh, well, I told my mom. I told my mom that you gave me a hickey and I gave you one too.
Gay.
And so now, now their parents just think I'm a fucking weirdo who like
fucking
gave their
freak.
They're like, you know, center football player of a son.
Oh, Super Smash Bros. All right.
For real. And so, like, I have another story.
So because that's my reputation with the mom and the dad. They just think of me as a fucking weirdo and a bad influence on this guy now, right? Fast forward to that senior year, we have a Christmas party at my house. And we have everyone over. We're doing White Elephant. And Shames, I almost called him his real name. Shames comes to the house and he's like, hey, man, you ready? I'm like, cool, yeah. I have Shames as my person to give the present to. So I give him the present. He opens it up. I get him a blow-up doll from Spencer's. You remember this blow-up doll? Yeah, I give him a blow-up doll from Spencer's. He's like, thanks, man. Big laugh. He puts it underneath his chair in his car. Unbeknownst to me, he shares the truck that he drives every day with his mother.
Oh, no. Right?
He leaves it down there. The mom finds it, and she goes, what the fuck is this? And the blow-up doll had a name. The name on the blow-up doll was Becky. And we thought it was very funny.
Oh, my God.
We had a classmate named Becky. I'm like, oh, this is hilarious. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that the mom's name was Becky. And so.
Oh, my God.
Even more so, the parents think I'm a fucking deadbeat.
Wait. Auntie Schmecky.
Auntie Schmecky. Auntie Schmecky and her son, Shames.
Bro, Auntie Schmecky is high key kind of scary, dude. So the fact that you bought a blow up doll with her name on it, fuck.
Dog, I didn't know. No one tells me what their names are. I'm just like, oh, that's Schmella's mom.
You use his other name?
Schmella, yeah.
The name is Shames.
Shame.
Oh, dude. Too funny, you freak.
See, I'm the main character there.
Yeah, you're right. You freak. What kind of influence are you going to put on me now?
tell this one. This is a good one.
This one is going to be like quick and short, but
yeah.
It was like one day at high school, right? Chris and I went to the same high school, and I'm just going to start off and say like we were like good boys, okay? We didn't know what drugs was. We didn't know what it does to you and all that shit. So one day, it was during lunch period, I believe. And all of a sudden, we see like these two girls running up the hill. We live on a hill. Or our school is on a hill, okay? So like it's a huge-ass hill. Everybody's like can see it from any point of view. So we see these two girls running up the hill, right? And we see a fuck ton of security guards like trying to chase them. And I think our school goes on lockdown, kind of.
Yeah, that was a lockdown.
Yeah, it was a lockdown. And then, like, we're still hanging around because we want to see how this shit plays out, right?
Yeah.
We got, like, five security guards chasing the two girls. And, fuck, dude. Like, I could see it in her eyes. She was just tripping balls. And I think she was tripping on acid or shrooms or something. But I remember she fucking fell and rolled down the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then the security guard would, like, fall too and, like, try to catch him downhill too. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, my God, this is so scary. They're doing drugs.
I remember it very differently. It was okay. During lunchtime. It was probably, like, 10 to 15 minutes into lunch. We have, like, a 45-minute lunch. And it's the whole school. And so we're on lunch break. All of a sudden, 15 minutes in, the alarm starts going off, and we're looking around to see what the commotion was, because during the time, we had a lot of fights in the school, and we had a lot, of, like, so much so that they had to change the rules and bylaws of, like, if you were seen at the fight, you can get suspended.
And so, fuck, stupid rule.
Yeah. I'm so smart they see these two chicks freaking out, and so they sound the alarm. And all I remember is we have, at our school, we have the front of the school, and then we have outdoor stage, and then from the outdoor stage we have two ramps that go uphill, and so I remember going up one of the ramps and I just see this stud, guess what they're called now, right? Stud, she like is taking off her shirt, her first shirt, and she's like revealing her like tank top that she's wearing underneath, and she's like, oh my god bro I cannot bro. And that's like the last scene I saw walking into class. And I'm like, hey, we still have like 30 minutes left. What do we do? And the teacher's like, just sit here for 30 minutes. We literally just sat in the classroom for 30 minutes as we waited for our next class to start.
Damn. Talk about two different perspectives.
I mean, I don't think she was on acid or shrooms. I think she was on, like, Molly because she, like, was touching herself a lot.
Oh, okay. I can see that. But, dude, her, yeah. Like, the way her eyes, like, her pupils, they just look like...
They're, like,
she just
big,
looked like,
right?
a deer in headlights, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happens when you're on that type of substance.
Come See,
on,
like nurse. I said, I don't do drugs, man.
Come on, I'm nurse.
I'm a good nurse.
Useless nurse at EDC. She's like, he looks fine. He looks like a deer in headlights.
I've never had... I work with kids, okay, first of all.
Yo, this kid looks like a deer in headlights. What'd you give him? But yeah.
When they're tripping out like that, they go to the PICU.
That's their problem.
Yeah, that's their problem, not mine. We don't do that here.
You want to do this one or do you want to do this one? I don't want to do both. That's why.
I don't know this story right here. Is it a good one?
Oh, I can tell that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that one.
So one day, it's flying again.
And, flying making it into three of our stories.
I know.
Shout out to flying out there.
Shout out to flying.
Maybe we'll get him on the pod one of these.
You made
it,
brother.
Episodes.
So
love you.
It's flying and what's the name? Schmavid? Schmavid?
Schmavid. Yeah, okay.
Schmavid, yeah. So Schmavid and flying. So me, Schmavid, flying, and flying's girlfriend, we go to the swap meet at Aloha Stadium. Either Aloha Stadium or it was CAM, one of the two. And at the swap meet, what they are known to have there are BB guns and knives. There's one specific tent. So you go to the specific tent, you buy a BB gun for what? $10, $5. And then you have a BB gun for maybe a week. So me, Flyin, Schmavid, and Flyin's girlfriend buy the BB guns. We go to the park. We're shooting around basketballs and whatnot. We're about to go back to Flyin's girlfriend's house to hang out. And Flyin thought it was a smart idea while driving in my car. We're in two cars. I have me and Flyin in my car. And then Schmavid and the girlfriend in the other car. Schmavid's behind me as I'm driving out of this parking lot. And so Flyin thought it would be a smart idea to grab the BB gun that we just bought and hang out the window of the passenger seat.
Oh, my God.
And aim at Schmavid, right?
With an item Schmavid, that resembles a gun.
Schmavid is hanging out the window trying to shoot his BB gun at Flyin, right? Flyin hits the shot of the century. Cars are turning into, like, curving into a turn. And he hits the shot.
My eyes are big right now.
Hits Schmavid right in the eye, like right here, right before the eyeball and the eyebrow. Hits him right here. And he's like, fuck. Eventually, we get back to Flyin's girlfriend's house. And they settle it. They're like, okay, I have to shoot you since you shot me. So you just see Flyin like this, like, all right, bro, hurry up, hit me, bro. Hurry, bro. So that was the BB gun story.
It's crazy. Imagine if a cop just saw you guys pull up like that. Like,
oh, we were coming out of an elementary school.
Oh my God. Bad timing, dude.
Bruh.
Bad fucking timing.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
Suspect is one Chinese Filipino guy and the other one is a skinny Japanese dude driving a teal green Camry.
Teal green Honda Civic.
Honda Civic?
He has an aqua blue. He has a diamond blue Honda Civic. Suspect took off the Honda emblem, put the diamond logo there.
Enable spikes. Get the chopper. Send in the hounds.
I think that's it. Do you want to do the last one?
No, we can cut it out. Yeah, we can save that for another time.
All right, cool. I'm going to ask that about that next time.
Yeah, do it.
All right, next one is your topic, so you can go ahead and take the lead.
So, transitioning. Our next topic is trends that we followed in middle school. So, this is just like toys or... things that we used to do back then or fashion. And the first thing I want to bring up is, damn, I was really into this. Like
you were.
No, not the first one. but the type of clothes I would wear, if anybody knows this, but Mark Echo, yeah. Echo Clothes, if you know where it is in Pro Ridge, it was the big corner store
on the second floor. As soon as you walk up the escalator.
Yep, so right there, Echo. That company was probably my favorite clothing store of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I was broke back then, so I would only buy clothes on Black Friday, Christmas, and like whenever they had sales and stuff. But Echo was my shit. and it wouldn't be a perfect fit either. It'd be like baggy as hell.
Always.
Always, bro. Not even like French tuck or anything like that. It was just fucking covering up my whole body. And I was a skinny twig, dude, back then, like 92 pounds or something like that.
Still are. 95 still are. Pounds.
Well, I'm like 190 pounds now. and then I'd pair it with baggy dicky shorts. Mm-hmm. The ones that go past the knee.
Guarantee.
Yeah, dude. It wasn't about skinny back then, dude. So you could just see me like drowning in my clothes, thinking I was super cool, throwing off the peace sign with my Lakers lanyard on. Yep. Oh, shit. Straight up from the Philippines.
I had a problem with Dickie shorts. Like a problem. I think it's because of the crowd I hung out with in middle school. Mm-hmm. I hung out with Mr. Oliveros, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Montero at the time. And so I was surrounded by Dickies. Like people had all kinds of color Dickies. If you showed up to school with like a color of Dickies that no one else had, they'd be like, bro, where'd you get that from? Swap me. Like you show up with like green Dickies, like olive green Dickies, they're like, oh, you're the man. And it's not even like the legit logo, like the legit Dickies logo. It's like the red Dickies logo. It's not like the one with the yellow horseshoe.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like the red horseshoe. So you're like, ah, this looks kind of sus.
But I thought you meant it was going to be like an off-brand that was like Hickies or something.
Yeah. What's his name? Shames. Shames is wearing Schmickies. Hey. But no, like, yeah, Dickies had me in a chokehold to the point where I had, like, none of my shorts had buttons. It was always just, like, the, you know, like, the golfer pant loop where, like, you put, like, the metal inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was all those. I had no buttons on any of my shorts.
Crazy. Looking back at those photos, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? Why did I think I looked good?
I was a fat kid in middle school, so the baggy look was helping a brother out at the time. Is helping me. I have pictures of me. I might put it in, but I have pictures of me like brown 3X shirt and then like white Dickies.
Peace sign.
Oh God. Yeah, I did actually.
I was thick from Bug's Life too.
What else trends did you pick up in middle school?
Back in Waipahu. I went to middle school in Waipahu, so bro, this was so fun, but I used to play Pogs and this was a thing like with everybody there, including like the Soles, like the Filipinos, the Micronesians, everybody. And dude, like lunch and recess, you'd see like everybody on the sidewalks just fucking smacking their pogs down. And we'd like bet too, you know, like we'd play for keeps. And bro, let me just say, like, I bankrupt some of my friends and I'd come home with like filled bags of pogs. And let's just say, like, I could never bankrupt the Samoans because fuck, it would fucking mob me and jack me later.
What do you mean you're going to take my pog, you fucking dummy?
Oh, I just, you know, it's all for fun. Here you go.
What you mean for keeps? No one said for keeps, but
Pogs was so fun. I'd have special ones that I really liked. I think there was one with, like, worms. There was a design with, like, worms on it and rats. there was, like, skulls.
You're a freak.
I think Poison. Poison was a really popular brand of Pogs, too.
Super I never cool. got into Pogs. I would buy Pogs, but only because they looked cool from like the small. I'm like, oh, this pack right here, this $2 pack, I gotta get this. I play Pog by myself.
Isn't that funny? Because Pogs were just like the underneath the caps of like milk bottles and stuff, right? Isn't that what Pogs were first made for?
Passion Orange Guava?
I think so. And then it became like a trend. Oh, not that Pog. Actually, yeah, they do have their own Pogs.
Good Pogs, man.
Yeah, good Pogs.
This next topic, though, I hold this one very close to my heart. It's the Nintendo DS Lite and PSP era.
Okay.
Dude,
let's talk about it.
So, I had a PSP, like, going into, like, from, like, sixth grade. And then going into middle school, I just, like, thought it was, like, another toy that I had that I don't play with anymore. Mm-hmm. Until I got to middle school, and I saw one of our boys, he was, like, listening to music on his PSP. And I was like, I haven't really used this device to its fullest potential. but I also had an iPod, so I was like, I don't really need to.
Yeah.
But the amount of people that, like, had their PSP and it just had all these games on them. You could download all this music. It's like having a handheld PC with you.
Yeah.
Like back in the day. And so I thought it was so cool. And the best part is that the PSP is being remade for nowadays.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, they're remaking it.
Oh, that's pretty dope. Like a PlayStation handheld, another one?
Yeah, play Apex on your PSP.
Dude, I was obsessed with my PSP back in the day. I was so obsessed that, like, I was looking through Craigslist for offers on PSP, and I actually got scammed one time.
Really?
Yeah, and I told my dad about it. I didn't, like, actually meet up with the guy or, like, bought it from him, but he, he, like, stringed me along the entire time, and it went on for, like, 2 or 3 weeks. Just, like, I was like, oh, hey, let's meet up. Like, I want to buy it, and, like, he'd take a couple of days later to respond, be like, hey, sorry, I got busy. When's a good time to meet? And I respond back like, oh, yeah, I could do like this weekend. He takes a week again to respond. I'm like, oh, shoot, sorry, I didn't see it. Yeah, how about this weekend? And I respond quickly. And then he waits another week to respond. I'm like, Dad, this guy's taking forever to sell the PSP to me. And he's like, son, I don't think he's going to sell you a PSP.
Yeah, it's a scam. Yeah. It's a scam or not.
When I actually got a PSP, I got it jailbroken. Like, I looked up YouTube videos on how to jailbreak it so I could download games and shit. And then my favorite memory about the PSP is that I would play Naruto Shippuden, where it's like 3v3, and you didn't need another game for the second PSP. So, like, I think there was like 3 or 4 of us passing around PSPs and just playing each other.
Yeah.
Dude. My guy 1v1, Itachi. Right? Yeah, 1v1 or 3v3. Yeah, squad of 3v3, but like, you know, me versus
one at a time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my shit, dude.
Dog, that's funny because I have the same memory of doing that same game with my cousin. And like, he came down from the Philippines. It's the same one that just got married. Dunn came down from the Philippines. Oh, shit. And he had his PSP. I had my PSP. And I was like, hey, man, check out this game I'm playing. And he's like, yo, do you want to play together? And I'm like, how do you do that? And he showed me how. And I'm like, that's literally all we did for like a week and a half straight.
Damn.
Like, play this game against each other. Go to the beach. Play this game against each other. Go eat.
Those are fucking good times, dude. I would tweak on that shit.
Oh, yeah. I would be smashing the X button to like double dash to the person.
Oh, And then hit your... Pressing the left and right to like
Hit your ult now, dodge, fucking hit him with that. Oh my god!
I wonder where my PSP is now. Like, what did I do with it?
I think mine got donated to the Philippines without my knowing.
I think me too. Shit, I miss you.
Yeah, I know, right? I had to the same thing happened with my Game Boy SP. I had to buy a new one just to like reminisce.
Damn.
And the best part about buying old, like if you guys are in the market for an old retro system, like if you were to buy a Game Boy SP, you can just buy a cartridge with all of the games that you wanted on it. And it's just like buy it one time.
I know what you're talking about. The one from Japan?
Yeah, I bought it with my Game Boy SP and it was like 350 games.
I miss those days when it was like 25 in one, 300 in one.
Dog. And the games were like all solid. It was like all the Pokemon games, all the Mario games, all the Dragon Ball games. I'm like, dog.
Yeah, Mario. Soccer Mario or whatever it's called. Or soccer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, like Mario, Super Mario 2 with the
key. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I tweak on that.
Good times, man. I wish good I kept all times. Of them.
Did you do this?
We can delete that. I never had that.
I never had that.
It was just something I noticed.
I never had that
either. Oh, okay. So I can talk about this one. Okay. So, yeah. So in middle school, Rubik's Cube was a really big thing. And like, it was always super cool to see how fast someone can finish it. And people would actually race to see who can finish it and whatnot. And it was such a trend that it was actually selling out in stores. I ended up buying one. And it was, I don't know how long it took me, maybe like a day or two. But that's the only reason why I know how to do a Rubik's Cube is because it was trending back in the day. And so now whenever I see a Rubik's Cube, it's kind of like my party trick to show people. Yeah.
I always thought that was cool because that's the same thing that Will Smith did, right? He did that on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and then he did it in Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, it was only the 3x3 that I knew how to do. I couldn't do like anything more than that.
The 3x3 is the basic one, though, right?
But hey, it gets the chicks.
Okay, get your fiance anyway.
babe, you want to see me do a trick?
Okay, I think we have one time for one more of these topics.
Okay. which one do you want to do? Me to do this one.
Me and my friend JB. Oh.
Oh shit. We can.
You want to talk about that? We can talk about that.
Okay. So this isn't really like a trend, but just talking about middle school. One of my like fondest memories I remember was the day I first met like one of my best friends back then, JB. And we were like late for class. Right, the bell's already rung. Everybody's in their classes. And I'm like lost. I'm like, holy fuck, where's my class? And I got two big plastic bags of shit with me. It's got like the folders, the paper towels that's on like the supplies list you're supposed to bring, paper, markers, all of that shit. Two paper bags full, right? Just like walking from building to building, trying to look for my class. I'm like, holy fuck, where is it? And I run into JB, my friend, and he's same shit, dude. He's got two plastic bags, and we're like, dude, where are you going? Like, are you looking for Mr. So-and-so's class? It's like, oh shit, yeah, me too. Okay, let's go together. And basically it's both of us walking in two fucking full bags into the same class, embarrassed because we're late and everybody's looking at us. And man, like from there we've just been like super good friends. So
JB went to our school though, right, for a year?
No, that's a different friend. That's Schmalen.
Schmalen.
Yeah.
Can we talk about your first time like being in the same class as me?
yeah, you can talk about how your perspective. Yeah, I fucking hated you.
I was a dick. I'll admit to that. I was addicted to Leonard in our freshman year of high school, probably all the way up to our sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
Just cause
he's a fucking bully, just, you know.
Well, I was the guy who came from another school the year before, and then now there's a new guy coming to the school, and I'm like, I get to be the dickhead. So
you were a new kid?
I was a new kid in middle school.
What year did you? Oh shit!
So I went. I was in Pro City until I was in Pro City until sixth grade, and then seventh grade I moved to IAEA. Moved back to IA.
Oh.
And so, like, I knew nobody. Like, the only reason why I hung out with my friend Chanel,
or now Chanel, I know,
is because Chanel was, like, the only person I recognized, and she recognized me. So I was like, oh, cool, okay, somebody remembers me from, like,
4 years ago. Now I know. You're like, I was bullied back then, so now I'm going to do it back to someone else because it's tradition. Yeah,
this guy's turn.
Yeah, guy's it's turn. A cycle. Yeah. Projection. Yeah.
It's all
I hate myself, so I'm going to make someone else hate that.
but we ended up in science class together, and we ended up being partners on a project. Me,
oh my god, Leonard, I fucking hated when I saw that.
And this fucking deadbeat that we fucking had as a teammate.
I still love that guy, Schmonel.
Schmonel,
my twin.
and so we ended up doing a project, and I'm like trying to text Leonard, like, hey man, you gonna contribute to this project at all? And he's like, nope.
Me?
He's like, I said no. I'm like, no. Because like it was a project where we had to do like a scientific experiment, and we
had to figure it out, right?
And we didn't know what to do. And yeah. So I was like, you know what? Fuck. I was watching, I don't know, videos on YouTube or something at the time. I was like, well, they used to do these things with Mentos and Coke. And so why don't we do that and see which ones are better? So we were like doing an experiment on if it would make a difference if it was Diet Coke, regular Coke, Mentos, Fruity Mentos. And so we had like four variations of the experiment. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, here's the experiment. I just need you guys to bring Mentos. I was buying all of the soda. Uh-huh. And here comes Leonard, buys the Mentos. The Chanel fucking shows up with a pencil in his ear. And I'm like, fuck, man. We have nothing. Like, I have to do this whole project. We literally did the whole project. I did everything. The paperwork, the fucking experiment itself, the recording of the effects. And we ended up getting
crazy.
What did we get on that project?
B plus? B minus.
B minus. Yeah, B minus. Yeah. We ended up getting a B minus on that project. And I was left hanging to dry. Yeah. I helped Leonard get through freshman year of high school.
And then we've been best friends since. Shout out to Chris for carrying me the freshman year after being a bully to me. So I guess you made up for it.
Shout out to Leonard for bringing Mentos.
So, all right. So my perspective, right? I was a new kid. Right? Come from Waipahu to Aiea. Freshman year. Did not know anybody other than my friend Schmalen and my other friend Schmarcus. And my other friend Schmall. Anyways, this fucking like caterpillar looking Asian dude. Like one of the first things he does is like Bangkok's me, and then he did that every single day of my freshman year. I was like, okay, I fucking hate this kid. I don't know what his problem is.
Hey Jez, if you guys can have kids later on in life, I'm sorry. My bad.
And then I ended up like Bangkoking you too, like at least once, and you would do it back again. I was like, okay, this is fucking stupid. And I hated you. And then we became best friends after our project.
Look at us now. I mean, and after that, after the project was finished, we would like do everything together. You gotta ask a girl at prom. I'd be helping you make the sign. Go over there. I was wearing. I think I still have the video of like you asking someone to prom.
Shmaya,
yeah. And I'm wearing like a blow up inflatable crown for some reason.
We're in the
middle of the subway, and I'm holding the sign for you. And we're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And our friend Schmarin is over there like,
Good times, man. Good times.
Yeah. We packed like seven people into a Honda Civic.
Yeah, I was going to say, we would always cruise in a parking lot somewhere. Like five, seven of us. Chilling. Zippies.
Autumn and I just went to the McDonald's on Wanalua, and there was people hanging out in the parking lot. And I was like, that was me in high school.
Those were the days.
And she's like, you had a flat tire in the middle of the parking lot here in high school? I was like, no, we used to hang out here.
That was us. We used to be them. Us. Now look at us.
Look at us now.
We don't go to the gym.
We still eat the same food. I think we're good, bro. I think we
got two chins.
Time limit. Dude, I got four chins.
Yeah, we'll save this next topic for another time. I really want to bring this up. This one's pretty good. Yeah, we'll save these.
We'll bring the next two up for next week.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll save it for the next pod. So be sure to like and subscribe to be notified when our next episode is. That way you could follow along and see what we're referring to. So.
Clip that. Yeah, man. You guys can follow us on all social platforms at 2Pinos in a Pod. We're on YouTube. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Weeble.
Unless you're following us on TikTok, then it's 2Pinos Pod. 2Pino Pod.
No, it's 2Pinos in a Pod on TikTok as a username.
Isn't our handle 2Pinos Pod?
2Pino Pod is our nickname.
Oh, okay. Gets.
But yeah, go ahead and plug your stuff, Lenny.
If you want to, if you haven't already yet, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at LeoDaFirm, LeoDaFirm. I haven't started streaming on Twitch yet, but if you're down to follow and when the time comes, you can follow me at LFeezy, LFEEZY. And yeah, if you want to add me too, we can play some Apex, Overwatch, Overcooked, Pal World, Lethal Company. But yeah, that's me.
Fortnite. It's the guy from Fortnite.
Minecraft.
Minecraft. Roblox.
Hey, you got any games on your phone?
You got games on your phone? I am.
What about you?
My name is Chris. You can follow me on all social platforms at Real Manulit. That's RealManiulit. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, X, all of the social medias, but also follow my YouTube channel. It's at Real Manulit as well. Do separate vlogs and whatnot on there if you guys want to see some extra content. Yeah, follow me on Steam as well if you guys or have a Discord. Follow me on there as well. Yeah. Same username.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will catch you guys.
Comment down if you want him to start a Only Feats.
Only Feats, man. Comment down below with any of topics or questions you guys may have for us. I know this is the 9th episode, so
yeah.
We've been going for a little bit of time now. I know we have a lot of topics to cover, so we have the time and we want
to
hear.
Love to hear from
you.
Engaging with
our
fans.
If you're listening to us on Spotify or Apple Podcast, go ahead and drop a 5-star rating for us so we can get shown to more people. We get more of an audience. We can do funner things. We can hopefully see each other in person and do this podcast.
Yeah, baby.
If only up to you guys. If you guys want to subscribe for the special notifications on our YouTube, it is available as well. Patreon coming soon. Discord coming soon. Everything coming soon, guys. It's all a feeling process. Life is a feeling process.
Ooh.
Any
your feeling
last
process.
Give me a Filipino dish of the day.
Filipino dish of the day. I'm trying to go for one that's not like super common. I'm going to say... Oh, pinapaitan.
Pinapaitan. Super good. Super delicious. Kind of bitter.
Beef intestine stew. Soup.
Shout out to the people who thought Be Cool Express as a rare one. Because Be Cool Express is a fire dish.
Yes, it is.
And that's it. That's it, folks. We'll catch you guys next week. New episodes every Wednesday. Catch you guys soon.
Salamat, Pinos. I chase.